It is the post-match show after Liverpool have beat Arsenal 1-0 to go clear at the top of the league. I've got Damian Carvara, I've got Dan Austin, and I've got Dan Morgan. And Dan, there was a load of quality in that game, but there was one moment from Dobby Szoboszlai where he wrapped his beautiful Hungarian foot around that ball right into the corner. You were in the car. What did it look like from where you were?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, as a man who went to bed at 5 a.m. and got up at 8 a.m, I needed that when it came. No, mate, it might be one of my favourite Kop End goals, to be honest. What I really liked about it was how he added more of our players to the wall. He was just so confident he could get it over and in the net, and it was unbelievable. Like, it looked so far out from where we were in the Kop behind the goal. And then when you see it on Terry, I mean, it looks even further. So it's a brilliant game to win. It's a brilliant goal to win a game, essentially. Like, that's what you want. 84th minute, maybe, I think it was. It's been a tough game. It's been so tense. And then you have a moment of quality like that to break the deadlock and ultimately win it. It's a deserved winning goal.
It's a winner in every sense, Dan. It's some hurting. As soon as he goes in, I fancy us to hold on, and we do. There's some great defending after that, which we'll come on to. But your view of the goal, first of all, because you were in the Kop as well.
Yeah, back of 202 on the left-hand side. So the different side to where the ball swerves to. And I can't recall seeing a better free kick in the flesh ever, I don't think. I loved that about five of them had a chat about, well, who fancies to go there, because it was too central for anyone to clip it back post or anything like that. So it was like, well, someone's just going to have to kick it at the goal. Who's our best man for the job? And they had a chat about it for about 2 minutes, and they settled on him. As soon as you could see the flight of the ball, it felt really clear that it was going in, and the little ping was just perfect. I can't recall seeing a better dead ball in my life than that. And what a way to win a game of football.
It's funny, Dan Day talks about great free kicks we've seen. It reminded me of Ben and Messi against us at Barcelona.
Yeah, good shout, yeah.
It was the one that takes it 3-0, and I was at the Nou Camp that night, yeah. And when he hits that in, I just think, fucking hell, fair play. And around there's a few Arsenal fans who are like, fucking hell, fair play, because fucking hell, fair play.
Well, I hope they come to terms with it, because it genuinely was as good as a free kick you could ever wish to see. I'll just say it to me lad before the free kick goes, before he takes the free kickers. You see this lad in every international break, and it seems to be something on Twitter. We see the same clip of him scoring this worldie, and he's never done it for us. But sure enough, he puts the ball down and just laps it. But laps it intelligently, accurately, deliberately, and the moment he left his foot, he was in the goal.